62 degrees at 8:56. Time to check commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we're staging a little bit more upside in the beans right now. We just made new highs for the day in beans and meal. Right now, we're seeing the corn market struggling a little bit just because of lower wheat prices, I think. But the July corn is a penny and a quarter higher at 397 with new crop December. At 413 and a quarter, that's up a penny and a quarter. The beans are on a rip again, trying to see whether we can take out the early week highs. We've got the July beans at 1066 and a half, that's up 7 3/4, with the November's at 1052, up 5 1/2. We are seeing bull spreading in this market. That seems to be very indicative of larger export sales to come. Notice that we have had two sales this week to Argentina, but the rumors were for about double the amount that has been reported. On the meal side of things, we're up $2.30 in the nearby May. Bean oil struggling, it's just a little bit higher. The wheat seeing some downside action in spite of the fact that the drought monitor showed deepening drought from the Texas panhandle into the Oklahoma panhandle and that southwest corner of Kansas. Right now we've got new crop July Chicago wheat at 496 and 3/4. That's down 7 1/2 cents. While the July KC wheat is at 526 and a quarter, down 9 1/2. The meat market's bent this week has been for cattle and feeder cattle to put day's highs in the first hour. I hope they're not the day's highs right now. However, we've got June live cattle 57 cents higher at 102.15. We did see a little bit of Kansas trade come in at 118 yesterday. That's an encouraging sign. The May feeders at 137 even are up $1.45, while the June live hogs at 76.77 are up a buck. The April hogs do go off the board tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. We've got some gaps above the market in the June, and a lot of people are really looking to fill those gaps. On some of these outside markets, Brian, the crude oil, which has been on a tear this week, rallying super hard near three-year highs, is now down about 45 cents at 66.38 in the nearby May. We've got the metals markets lower, a little bit of a struggle there. On the currency markets, we do have the Brazilian real down a hair, while the dollar continues to show some strength, staying below 90 but above 89 in the nearby June. We're at 89.64 right now, up 39 cents. Been an interesting market this week. The volatility is still with us, will continue to be with us. Watch to see whether the House Ag Chairman Conaway releases his ideas for the farm bill. Politico's reporting it will come out later today or tomorrow. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen, and it's 62 degrees at 9 o'clock.